Next kiddush which we're about to engage, Shali Srufa Beish, is written almost 800 years ago by the great-great-grandfather, one of our Madrichim, Maram of Rutenberg, the last of the Bali Atosos, one of the great Rishonim of Germany. His Rebbe Rechiel of Paris, is called in 1240 by the King of France to a debate with the Christian Church. He had to debate the Catholic Church about the acceptability of the Talmud. Unlike his contemporary, the Ramban in Spain, Rechiel of Paris had no freedom of speech. He couldn't really speak his mind. The debate was over before it started. And 4 years later, the quote-unquote verdict was carried out. In 1244, in one of the central areas of Paris, 24 carts of Gemara and other Sfarim are burnt. Understand that this means 2 centuries before the printing press. So every single Sefer, every Gemara, every Tosfos, every Chumash is handwritten. 24 small trucks of Sfarim. That was a massive amount of the Torah that existed among the Jews of France and Germany at the time, gone. Who knows how many Sfarim were never even published. Gone in those fires. Maram was at the time a young man, and he writes a kina we're about to say about that event, of the destruction of Torah. Now, it didn't happen on Tisha B'Av, but as with was the case with many others, many other tsaros, we've said kinos about the Crusades, we're about to say a kina about the Holocaust. Regardless of what time of year they occurred, they're all part of the Gullus. They're all further expressions of Churban, of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the way which life for Kalal Yisrael is upside down and topsy-turvy. But we're not able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And as he reads through the kina, he highlights that. Eichan asuna be'esh ochala tu'ukal be'esh basa. Torah, which was given in spiritual fire, which is represented by spiritual fire. It makes no sense that Torah could be burned by a physical fire. The topsy-turvy of Galus. 2 lines later, Teshev Rov Gava. How could such an arrogant king think that he could pronounce a verdict on the Torah? The topsy-turvy of Galus. But that is Galus. Emunascha Balelos. In the darkness, we believe that it makes sense. We're not able to see during Galus how things make sense. And let's close by looking at some of the final lines that we as Barim B'nai Torah perhaps can appreciate the lurking magic. Something very startling. Because he speaks about, this is a kina about the destruction of Svarim, but he talks about us losing people. He talks about first about us losing the music of learning, nitku chevle tu paich halilayach, but he speaks about losing people. That there were tzaddikim who were fled. Nasu tzilalayach, kishachul v'galmud, were like orphans, were like bereft parents, were like widows. Who has left? We know the magic of opening a sefer, described so vividly by the Rav in a very famous drasha at a Pidyon HaBen. He describes, he opens a sefer, begins a shir, and suddenly the door is opening. And people are coming in, but they're not his Talmidim. They're Talmidim Chacham throughout the ages. When he's learning with Talmidim, it's as though the Rambam and the Ravid walk in, Rabbi Notam walks in, Abaye and Rava, Rabbi Akiva, Rabban Gamliel, they're in the room. The magic of learning is that we're connected in a remarkable way with which we're familiar with Talmid Chacham of all the generations. The Torah is being destroyed physically. They're burning our Gemaras, our Tosos. They're taking away our access, not only to ideas, but to people. They're taking away our opportunity to access Rabbi Natan. They're taking away our opportunity to sit with Rabbi Akiva and with Abaye. And so he says near the very end, in a remarkable line, I'm shocked. Esma ma'od. The sun is shining on everyone but you and I. Because they don't understand our values. And they don't appreciate our heroes. And they don't understand what we're missing during Galus. Shali srufa ba'esh. Thank you.